I think Google is
I did this on my phone yesterday.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for holding. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Mark and Patricia.
Mark and Patricia. Got it. All right.
You got one, I got one.
Okay, right, right. You were just speaking with Patricia. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So my name's Daniel Nelson. I'm with Local Splash. I'm one of the specialists that handles pricing for your area. How are you guys doing today?
Good, thank you.
So good. I don't want to waste your time too much. So I gotta go upstairs for a minute. So as we look on as we Google roofers in our area, mm-hmm. the first group that pops up, them are people that you're talking about putting us in that group.
So the first section you should see is the Google Guaranteed section. I'm actually the main person that sets those accounts up here. So we definitely can put you there. We do have a platform for that. What Patricia was talking about, though, is in the maps where you see like TTLS or TTLC Inc., Titan Construction Enterprise. We could also program you to rank in that first page on the map section as well.
Okay. Okay. So,
what's that run?
So for the map section specifically, for that optimization, it includes 20 keyword phrases, also directory submissions to Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta. We make you the owner of all those directories. That's going to run you at $199 a month. Now for the top section for Google Guaranteed, which you guys were initially asking me about, that's a different type of service. That's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google.
Okay. Pay-per-click?
No, it's pay-per-lead. So pay-per-click is going to be Google Ads. Every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-qualified lead program. So the way that works, these leads are only sent to you, so you don't, like, share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on that one, too, is you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning when that lead calls you, if you guys schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to do either of those two things, those are considered a qualified lead that you're charged for. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
But how will you know?
Great question. So every company that qualifies for that platform, and I'll go over the qualifications in just one second, it's not going to be your phone number showing there. It's a Google rotating number, which forwards to your phone. And it's recorded by Google Bots. So basically an AI, which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified.
So are you with Google?
We're a Google Premier partner. We've been in business 20 years. Our company is Local Splash.
So what happens when, if I signed up and my phone wasn't ringing?
Well, for Google Guaranteed, right, that's a pay-per-lead program. So if your phone wasn't ringing, right, which that hasn't happened to any of my Google Guaranteed clients, but let's just say it did, you would literally pay $0 because you're paying for the leads that come through. Now, for the local SEO and the map section, that's $199 a month regardless of the amount of calls that you get, you know.
Okay, through the Google Guarantee, mm-hmm. the pay-per-lead, how much is it when we actually get a qualified lead? And
let me pull it up real fast.
Just by if they're qualified, or is it if actually we sign contracts, we pay?
It's month to month, no contracts. The application / management fee, right, to get everything started, that's going to be $250. The cost per lead, though,
monthly, or is it?
That's a one time fee.
For a second.
Yeah.
$250 one time fee. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Then the cost per qualified lead for the roofing vertical, give me one second here. That's going to be $58.67 per qualified lead. Google does require a minimum budget. Okay, this is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that's at $765. That's for 13 leads.
Wait, can you repeat that, please?
Yes, ma'am. So cost per lead for the roofing vertical is $58.67 per qualified lead.
Got that.
Google okay. requires a minimum budget to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum is $765. That's for 13 leads.
$765?
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
And that's for 13 leads. Okay.
Correct. Now, the way your lead budget works, too, and I'm going to shoot you guys everything in writing here shortly, just so you know. But the way your lead budget works, whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So let's say you did the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads, and you took on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an estimate with each lead that came through. The next month, you'll be charged $765 to replenish your lead budget. Okay?
Okay.
Now let's say you took on one qualified lead, and you decided to pause your leads for whatever reason. Or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $765. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $58.67.
Okay, so then that would be taken out of the $765, and the rest of it would roll over into the next month?
Exactly.
And we would only have to
yes,
get
ma'am.
Sprint?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process. Let me pull up the requirements for your area. Give me one quick second. Okay. So the reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Like Google saying, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the client if they were to book your services through Google Guaranteed. So there's a few requirements. It does show me that licensing is required. Let me check roofing license for Illinois State. Do you guys have that currently?
We do not have a roofer's license. We use some. Our subcontractor has a roofer's license.
Got it. So here's the thing. With Google Guaranteed to get approved, you'll need a license in Northwestern Exterior's name, you know?
But roofing's the only thing that's licensed. We do other things that's not licensed, so I understand that.
Okay, okay. What other services do you guys do?
We do
windows and siding.
Windows, siding, gutters. The whole exterior, but the only thing that is needing a license, which I'm actually waiting to take the test to get that, and I'm just using my subcontractor's license right now till I can get that test taken because the state of Illinois is kind of behind. You know, we live in Illinois. It's a little crooked over here, if you haven't heard.
I didn't know. I'm from California, from Huntington Beach. It's a little weird over here too, you know?
Yeah. You might be above us. I heard Illinois beats out California, but you know, but I think California is number two. So,
right. Yeah, we're neck and neck probably, right?
Yeah, really.
For sure.
So that's the only thing that needs a license, I think, besides a plumber. I think plumbing and roofing and maybe electrician.
Electrician too, also.
Yeah, but we're working on that. But
do we need a license to be listed as? So if we did windows and siding versus being listed as a roofer.
That's what I'm checking right now. Yeah. So roofing, has roof inspection, roof installation, roof repair, attic venting, gutter insulation, gutter repair. Skylight installation, skylight repair, storm, wind damage, roof repair. So those are the subcategories in that vertical. You don't have to turn them all on. You just turn the type of jobs you want. So the gutters would be out too, because they'll require the roofing license. Let me check real quick. And this is just for Google guaranteed. I'm not saying what your state requires, you know. Let me check the window repair vertical. Give me 1 second here.
I mean, I know that you don't need a license to do gutters, because
right.
my gutter crew, but you're probably saying that that's in your category and as needing a license, even though...
For Google Guaranteed, specifically, yeah. So,
okay, so
Google Guaranteed is a newer
for
program.
Maps, do we need a license to be on the group? Or
no, ma'am. No, ma'am, you do not.
Okay. All okay, right. I think this is something that we need to discuss before we decide where we're going to do our marketing and advertising. If
yeah.
you could send us this information in writing in a little more detail, we'd appreciate it. And then,
yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a direct number in line we can contact you back, or can you at least attach that to the email?
Yeah, I'll attach it to the email, and I'll send you a text with it right now, too, so you have it.
Okay.
Windows does not it require a license. It requires insurance, a background check, and then 5 reviews, which you guys are already ahead of that, just so you're aware.
Okay.
All right, and I'll send you all that info, okay? That way you guys have it in the email. So I'm going to send you the pro package, like for the map listing. So that'll say increase your business with the pro package. And I'm going to send you a separate email titled Google Guaranteed as well. Okay?
You got it.
Okay.
All right.
And which email are you sending that to? Do you have Mark's email?
Yeah, so I have it right here. Give me 1 second. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, I don't see it on the website. What is the best email address for you?
You can send it to office@nw-exteriors.com.
Got it. I bet you it's on there. I must be just missing it. But, okay, so office@nw-exteriors.com. Okay, so I'll shoot that off to you right now, and I already sent you the text, guys, with my direct line. Okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Thanks for your help.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a pleasure speaking with both of you.
We will get back to you all. I mean, I do like this idea. I was looking into it yesterday after I talked to Patricia. So, I mean, I mean, we're looking at ways we can – I've spent some money in advertising, and none of it seems to work. You got all these guys as soon as – because, you know, Google helps us out so much. They're almost like my divorce attorney. You know, they – because they want to sell our info to all these idiots. And so all these idiots call us, and they have all these great ideas. In fact, I had a guy call me today. I'm got 30 qualified leads I can have you, 5-star qualified leads for $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is somebody – the only way they get my info is from you or Facebook, you know, so, and they actually have told me they get it from you, you know, so.
Right. That's got to be Angie leads, right? Is what you're talking about?
No, no.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know they have $1,000 deal for X amount of leads too, you know, so I guess that's why I thought it was that.
Some clown that's going to advertise me on Facebook and promise me these leads, which, you know, I've realized that they're full of shit, you know, but I get these phone calls all the time now, you know, because I've been looking at stuff that would produce more work. So as I look on Google realizes I'm looking. What do? They turn around and what do they call it? Geofencing, I think.
Retargeting. Yeah, retargeting.
Yeah.
So when you do a search for something, it'll show up, like, on Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, you know?
Yeah.
We offer that here, too.
Well, yeah. And, you know, some of it sucks because it brings you in all these idiots, you know? So, and one thing I hate about Google, too, is Google's got a lot of things that, and I know you're not Google, but they have a lot of things that help businesses, but they have no customer service. So for you to turn around and get somebody on the phone and say, hey, I'm having problems with this. Can you walk me through this? Can you help me? No, they're not there to help you. You know, you got to figure it all out on your own, or you got to, you know, send them an email and then they'll respond back, which is, you know, within 48 hours and all this bullshit.
That's unreasonably thrive, you know, because we're kind of like your liaison between you and Google, because we spend so much money with them and we have that premier partnership. We have a rep dedicated to our company, so we're able to get in direct contact with them, you know. But I know what you're saying. I talk to clients and they tell me it's like pulling teeth to get a hold of Google, for sure.
Oh, it's impossible. You don't get a hold of Google. You email. You get some kind of bullshit that they don't want to talk to you. They're too busy making money, you know. If I was to hang up with you right now and I called Apple and asked them some dumbass question, you know, how do I figure this out on my phone? They'd be all over help.
Apple is on it. Yes, sir. You're right. 100%.
And I told Apple, I said, you know what? The one thing you got going, which will make me always buy your product, is I can call you. And I can call you, and you'll tell me exactly what's going on. And you'll spend all kinds. They even help me with Google. You know, they even try helping me because they know Google won't help. You know, so they try to help. You know,
right.
So it's amazing how much they try to help. So, yeah.
As far as Google products go, and you guys will see when you, like, look over everything, in my opinion, Google Guaranteed is, like, the best product to get you productive results, because you're actually like speaking to a person, you know, and you're only paying when it's an actual qualified lead. So it's a really good platform. Google Ads is going to be pay per click. So the only clients I recommend Google Ads to are the ones that don't qualify for Google Guaranteed, or it's not an available category yet for their industry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Google Guaranteed is like foolproof. The local SEO is great too. But that map section placement, it's going to be local, right? And it does take some time to get you up there, you know? So just review everything and you'll see what I'm saying on it. That window repair vertical too, I went ahead and put all the information. So I replied to the Google Guaranteed email. So you guys will see the subcategories, the cost per lead, minimum budget requirement, et cetera, too.
So you're saying the best thing for us to do is the Google Guarantee, which is the first group of people when you punch in.
100%.
First group, right?
Yes, sir. Because you can target as far as you want as long as you have the requirements, right? So
mm-hmm.
You're not just showing up in your local area, and it's at the top of the page, and you're only paying for qualified leads that come through. So it's the best it's the best lead program on the market currently, in my opinion, and it's really, you know, it's the best product Google has, because you're not just paying for a click. You're not just showing up in your local zip code. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're actually getting production where you're getting phone calls, you know?
Yeah, well, it's not like Angie, where you're, lead generating companies, which, you know, there's a Home Advisor, now they're with
Thumbtack.
Angie, and, you know,
Network.
There's Thumbtack, and I've been with all of them, you know, so I've kind of ruled them out as they're a bunch of clowns. You know, they sell that lead to numerous people. They do all kinds of bullshit. Now I know they've been proved now, but Home Advisor was terrible. You know, Home Advisor, I got to a job once and there's six guys there, all from Home Advisor.
I've heard
you know,
that before.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, that's guaranteed you only sell to three guys. I guess you guys lied about that. But and before that, they were Service Magic. I mean, I've been in business for 45
now they're
Angie. Years, so.
Angie leads. Yeah, they changed. Angie Home Advisor bought out Angie, and now it's Angie Ads and Angie Leads. You know.
Oh, is Home Advisor bought out Angie? I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, it seems that way, but it wasn't. It was Home Advisor bought them out. Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought Home Advisor wasn't as strong as Angie, but I know they've both been having issues. You know, they've both been trying to get me to come on back on board for years, mm-hmm. and I'm just no, I'm not going to do it because you guys I know what you guys have given me because I've spent years with you guys, and and I don't want to do it no more. I'm not going to do it. I'd rather go around, beat on doors, and do other things. But everybody thinks Facebook is such a great thing, and there's a lot of guys pushing Facebook, you know. I have guys calling me from other countries pushing Facebook, you know. Now, where was that girl's call me from the Philippines, Patricia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once COVID happened, we started hiring. So everybody that works for us works for our company. Like, we don't hire, like, a call center or anything like that. But once COVID happened, they started hiring, like, globally, you know, is what happened.
So you're in the United States and she's in the Philippines.
Correct. Yes,
and
sir.
So she had to switch, get you to get on the phone from the United States. Yeah. So, and I don't have no problem with that. I mean, I totally think the Philippines needs that. And I totally, because, you know, we went over there, put bases there, and, you know, we totally abused the Philippines, and then we pulled out of there. We could have made that place paradise. We could have turned around and took that place over. You know, they only speak English because we taught them that, you know. You know, it would
have
been.
The ones we have from the Philippines, they work super hard, too, you know. They really do.
Oh, no. That's because normal wage for them people in the Philippines is $100 a month.
Right. So they're making
buku
bucks.
So for you guys to go over there and give them $200 a month, yeah, it's great, you know. So
I think they get more than that. Yes, I don't know all the logistics, you know.
I'm sure they get more than that. But I'm just saying because I've researched it. I do land development. I thought it'd be, you know, things are cheap over there. There's no doubt about it. You know, you go over there and get whatever, you know. I mean, the American dollar gets you a lot more than it gets you here. So,
for sure.
And, but a construction laborer over there, he labors all month for $100.
No.
You know, granted that $100 gets him his rent, his electric, his water, and that's about half that $100, and then get some, you know, food. You know, he still doesn't eat good, but he, you know, that $100 goes a long ways there compared to what he'll do here.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, it's unbelievable. But that's why people are going over there. I can't bitch because they need it, you know? I mean, they'd be dying if we weren't doing it, you know? So, I mean, and they speak English, and they do a pretty damn good job, you know?
100%.
And they do work hard, you know? So I'm not bitching about it. I do bitch, like, yesterday I got a phone call from a guy. I forget what the hell he was talking. I think it was advertising again. Mm-hmm. But I could hardly understand him. And I kept going, what? And he goes, I'm sorry, I'm just not able to talk today. I thought, oh,
really?
Maybe call me tomorrow. Maybe you can be able to talk better tomorrow. I just couldn't believe he said that because
I get those calls too. I get those calls outside of work, you know, for sure. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's crazy. It is. But I get guys from countries I've never heard of calling me to advertise, and they've told me they buy a list from Google,
mm-hmm.
and or from Facebook, and then they turn around and they chase these guys to advertise on Facebook, you know.
Right.
We're going to get you all this work off Facebook. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it, you know. So, I mean, I tried a couple things this year, a couple $1,000, mm-hmm. none of it worked. You know, so we're very cautious, and that's why when she called yesterday, I said, I can't make any decisions till you talk to my girl tomorrow, you know, and she's going, oh, I thought you were the guy making the decisions. Well, yeah, I am, but I'm going to let you talk to her because, as you could tell, she's a lot rougher than me. She's going to turn around and ask all the questions, and she's not, she's, you know, she's writing it all down, and then we're going to make a decision, you know. So I put her in.
Sounds like a good team to me, you know.
Yeah, right. And yesterday she goes, if you can't tell, I'm a little bitch today. And I go, hey, I love the bitch in you, girl. Go ahead. Have at it, man. I think it's great, you know. So,
that's right.
Okay, well, we'll look into this.
Yeah.
And we'll talk 100%. To you soon.
All right, sounds like
okay.
A plan. Great talk to both of you, okay? You have a great rest of your day.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, bye, guys.